Good morning, everybody. We're a small group this morning. We got a bunch of people out, but like Tim said, God's still here, so we can still worship Him. We can still hear His message, hear His word, and you know, I pray that that message reaches your heart this morning and encourages you. And that's what I want to talk about this morning is courage. But it's courage and uncertainty. And we all face uncertain. We all face unknown. We, unlike God, we do not know the future. God holds the future in His hands. We do not know the future. Many times I don't even know what's going on in the present. So definitely not the future. But we're all faced with uncertainty ahead, unknown things. And, you know, as I began to think about this, I thought that so many times we're more afraid of the uncertain or the unknown than we are any actual danger that might be out there. You know, we're so afraid of what's unknown to us. But what we have to understand, and that's what I want to talk about today and hopefully convey to you, is that although it may be unknown to us or we may be facing uncertainty, it's definitely known to God. God knows exactly what's going to happen. You know, He knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next month. He knows what's going to happen if the world continues 1,000 years from now. God knows. So, you know, it stands to reason that if we put our faith and our trust in God, we're going to be okay. But that's not always easy. It's easier said than done when we're facing uncertainty, when we're facing something we don't know. And, you know, courage is the ability to act in the face of danger or uncertainty. And, you know, although it's more of an emotion or a state of mind, it's an important part of one's life. You know, this is because for us, like I said, the future is always uncertain. It's unknown. You know, we can acquire understanding of the world. We can, you know, acquire knowledge. But there are too many factors to accurately predict what's going to happen, to accurately predict the future. Or more importantly, you know, to be certain that our prediction will even come to pass. You know, there's been plenty of times that, you know, we make plans, you know, well, if this happens, then this and this and this and this. But we don't even have the slightest clue, you know. You know, we don't even know if we're going to have tomorrow. You know, our number may be up for the day's end. You know, we don't know. But, you know, we don't know what the future is, you know. And, you know, a lot of times we may even be right. You know, we'll make predictions and they may be right. You know, and sometimes that gives us a false sense of security that we know exactly what we're doing and what's going on, and may not tend to rely on God as much. But we have to understand that danger is constantly present, both physically and spiritually, and there's no completely reliable way of avoiding danger except through God. We can lessen the risk, you know, by many respects, but we can't avoid it entirely, and that's what makes the uncertain and the unknown fearful to us, you know. But we shouldn't want to. What we have to understand is life, and God doesn't want life to be that way, to be avoiding uncertainty or mistakes. You know, we're not set here to avoid any unknown or any uncertainty or any mistakes. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, that's not what God meant for us. God knows we're going to face the unknown. He knows we're going to make mistakes. You know, that's kind of why He gave us His Son, Jesus. He knows these things was going to happen. But, you know, it's about achievement and contentment. But courage must overcome both the fear of danger and the fear of uncertainty. But we can't be courageous just in ourselves. These must be pushed aside in order to get on with the business of living, both physically and spiritually. Can we live with courage while facing the unknown, while facing uncertainty? Can we have courage? In our own human minds, we can't. That just because our flesh will get in the way, our fear will get in the way, and courage is almost non-existent because we don't know what's ahead. We fear what we don't know. But Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now, here at this point, Moses had just died before getting the Israelites entered into Canaan, the promised land. And now God had told Joshua to take his place in leading the people into the promised land, into Canaan, overpowering the inhabitants that were living there. And everything about this endeavor, everything about this whole thing was uncertain. You know, they knew God was on their side, but, you know, they had had scouts sent out, and they were giants, and it was just all kinds of bad stuff that was in this land that God had given them. So, you know, everything was uncertain. How are we going to do this? What's going to happen? How is this even possible? You know, and so fear was probably in great supply with the people of Israel. But God wanted to encourage Joshua and his people to have courage and faith, even in the face of uncertainty. You know, the cost to follow, trust, and obey God in times of fear and uncertainty involves a mental and spiritual strength that doesn't come from inside us, but comes from God. But it requires that mental and spiritual strength and courage that only comes through God, through His Word and His Holy Spirit. You know, to obtain this courage, even in the face of uncertainty, we must pray, study His Word, believe with expectation, and have trust and faith in God and His promises. Courage requires us to trust God and give full control to Him. Like that verse said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?" Not in ourselves, but do not tremble or be dismayed, not because we have any power, but because it says, "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So as they tried to go into the promised land, they had all this uncertainty. They were facing so many things that they weren't certain of what was going to happen. They were facing the unknown. God said, "Don't worry about it. Be courageous. I'm with you." And that's one thing we have to understand when we're facing the unknown, when we're facing uncertainty. We have to understand that God is with us, and we have to put our trust in Him. And we're all facing uncertain every day of our lives. You know, even the Sunnybrook as a whole is facing uncertainty as we begin to look for a pastor. You know, and we should be praying every day for God to fill that position. You know, we should be in earnest prayer for our church and earnest prayer for that position to be filled by the man of God that God wants in there. You know, but it's uncertain. We don't know when that's going to happen. We don't know what direction God's going to go, but we have to put our trust in Him in every aspect of our lives. We have to put our trust in God and His power and give full control to Him. That's what courage requires. If we rely on ourselves, then there can be no courage. We will fail. Proverbs 3:5-7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." When we try to make predictions about what's going to happen, and we try to think ahead without putting God in the equation, then we're just asking for trouble. We're just asking for a whole lot of trouble. And it can be, you know, when we rely on ourselves, that's when the fear begins to creep in. That's when it really grips a hold of us, because we have no idea. We're uncertain. We don't know what's ahead of us, because we're not relying on the fact that God knows what's ahead of us. God knows all things, and all of our ways acknowledge Him. All of our ways. You know, when we're faced with the frightening and the unknown, the uncertain, we need to be reminded of the message Isaiah told Ahaz in Isaiah 7. Even though Ahaz didn't listen, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but if you'll read into that, he didn't listen. But in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4, it says, "And say to him, take care and be calm." How often could we use those words? When we're freaking out, you know, over uncertainty, or we're freaking out because of what might happen. I'm the world's worst of that. Some people call me a pessimist. I like to say I'm a realist, you know. I think if anything can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. That's my mindset. It's not a good mindset to have, because that creates a lot of fear and uncertainty, because I'm like, well, this can go wrong, that can go wrong, and this can go wrong. And I don't even know if it can go wrong or not. That's just my human side of me say, well, it's possible, so it's maybe going to happen, you know. And that just creates a lot of fear. But sometimes, you know, we all need to hear these words: take care and be calm. Have no fear and do not be faint-hearted because of these two stubs of smoldering firebrands, on account of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. You know, Isaiah relayed four commands to Ahaz. Here at this point, he told him not to be feared. Don't be faint-hearted because these two stubs are smoldering firebrands. God's saying to me, they're nothing. I'll protect you. You know, don't worry about what might happen or what could happen. But here Isaiah relayed four commands to Ahaz. Be careful or mindful. Be quiet. Do not fear. And do not let your heart be faint. And that's what I want to talk about today is these four commands that Isaiah gave Ahaz is the same commands that God gives us. And if we follow these, we can find that courage in the uncertainty. We can find that courage even in the unknown. And the first one, excuse me, that he talks about here is be mindful. Be careful or be mindful. Now, God knew that Ahaz's battle wasn't just outside the city walls. As with us a lot of times, his biggest battle was inside his own mind. Often our courage is destroyed before it even has a chance to be born or to grow or a chance to flourish because we let our mind battle our faith. It's essential for us to remember who we are and who we belong to. When we're thinking about these things, in times of uncertainty, we need to harvest our memories of the times that God has come through again and again and again, of the times he has led us into blessing after blessing after blessing that he had in store for us on the other side of the unknown, on the other side of things that we didn't know. But on the other side of that was God's blessing. We just had to go through that uncertainty. We had to go through that unknown, you know. And we have to be mindful of who we serve and who leads us, guides us, and protects us. These are absolutely necessary if we want to gain courage by accessing the resources of faith that God has given us to be able to correctly respond to the fearful challenges or the unknown that may lie before us. You know, we need to put our minds under the subjection of the Spirit, you know, not the other way around. You know, our mind can be our biggest enemy, or it can be our greatest ally. You know, it just depends on if we put off our faith and let our mind scatter. You know, when God puts before us a path and the destination is unseen and unknown, you know, we need to be careful not to let our negative thoughts destroy our faith, but to let our faith destroy our negative thoughts. Put our mind in subjection under the Spirit, saying that God has got this. You know, God has already said that he'll be with us wherever we go. He'll be there even when we walk into the unknown. You know, God knows what it is. He'll be there with us. You know, we have to be mindful of that. We have to set our mind on things above, not set our mind on things that we think are right or that we think, you know, will help us, but to focus on Christ, to focus on Jesus. You know, when we're faced with any uncertainty in our lives, one thing can absolutely be certain, and that's God. The second one he talked about here is be quiet. And I can imagine God up there so many times, you know, would just say, would you just be quiet? I'm working on it. You know, as we're sitting there and we're minds racing, you know, me, as I said, with my pessimistic views, I'm like, well, this can happen, this can happen, this is bad, this is bad. And I can imagine God being up there and say, would you just be quiet? I've got this. I've got it under control. I've got it handled. I know what's going to happen already, you know. But we let our mind run wild, and sometimes we just need to be quiet. And let God be God, you know. Sometimes, to put it mildly, we just need to stop talking and listen. Isaiah chapter 30 and 15 says, "For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, he said, in repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. In quietness and trust is our strength. But you were not willing." You know, he puts that extra sentence on the end, but you are not willing. How many times that, you know, if we could just, you know, quiet our minds and be quiet and stop talking and just listen to God, how much easier would things be for us? You know, definitely as we're facing the unknown and we're trying to get courage in this uncertainty, you know, instead of just going wild in our minds and with our mouth, if we would just be quiet, you know, how much easier would that be? But sometimes we're not willing. You know, how many times have we been standing on the edge of uncertainty, you know, facing, you know, the canyon of the unknown, and, you know, we go over and over and over in our minds, you know, of all the reasons to be afraid even fabricating reasons to be afraid or telling ourselves it's not going to work or it's not going to happen. You know, when we face uncertain circumstances, you know, we tend to fixate on the wrong things. We tend to focus on the wrong things. Our minds and our mouths go racing at full speed, off the rails, you know, of faith. You know, when we have faith and we have faith in God, you know, our minds don't tend to wander. But when we get off that path of faith, when we start relying less on our faith and more on ourselves, and our minds begin to race in at full speed, you know, going off the rails, we fixate on what we have or what we want. While we're looking at the uncertain, unseen path ahead, oblivious to the immense blessing that God has on the other side of this unknown and what we don't know, what we can't see. We don't know the future. We can't see ahead. And, you know, when I was thinking about this as a parent, you know, I was thinking about that a lot of times in this aspect, we're like a toddler. You know, they have their favorite toy, you know, and they're playing with this favorite toy. Well, you know, you got plans, you know, hey, we're gonna go to the park and then we're going to go to the zoo. Well, to this toddler, that don't matter. All that matters to them is the toy, their favorite toy that they have in their hand that they're playing with right now. And a lot of times we're like that with God. God has something better for us on the other side, but we're so fixated on what we have right now. And in our minds, we're thinking it's the best for us. You know, and how do we know what's best for us? We don't have a clue. You know, we have to rely on God. But a lot of times we're like that toddler. We, you know, we're sitting here and we're not, you know, God's saying, I'm taking you here. I'm taking you to a better place. And yeah, to get that better place might always be an easy path. Sometimes it may be difficult. But we have to understand that God knows what's best for us, and he's going to do what's best for us, you know. But this toddler don't care, you know. You're trying to explain to him, hey, you know, we're going to go to the park, and we're going to go to the zoo, and you're going to have so much fun, you know, and you're trying to get them to put up that toy, and they're not listening very well. You know, they'll throw a tantrum and pitch a fit, and sometimes we do that too. You know, but also when we're faced with uncertainty and we're faced with the unknown, we begin to focus on all the things that can go wrong. Like I said, that's my big problem, focusing on all the things that can go wrong. And we fixate on the problems instead of the possibilities or the solutions. You know, we tell ourselves in the multitude of things that can go wrong, our minds scream in fear of failure, you know, the fear of loss, the fear of rejection, the fear of looking foolish, the fear of being alone. You know, we fabricate all these fears, you know, when we're faced with what we don't know, because we're not relying on the fact that God knows. Remember back in Joshua 1:9, where God said he is with us wherever we go. You know, remember that Jesus himself said that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He is with us. Even if we're faced with what we don't know, even if we're faced with uncertain things, God is still with us. Jesus is walking right along with us. You know, stopping to think and reflect in silence, you know, pulls us away from the busyness of our lives. Our lives are so busy today and so loud today that sometimes it's difficult just to stop and be quiet and listen to the voice of God, you know. And a lot, we need to do that. We need to shut out the busyness of our lives and just be quiet and get some alone time with God just to listen to him. You know, it's just our minds are racing everywhere. And I mean, if you think about it, slowing down and being silent and allowing God to speak as we listen, you know, will allow us to accomplish more, both physically and spiritually as well. You know, we might rediscover God and his love for us and his ability and not ours and not focus on ours. Without all the unnecessary distractions in our lives, we might become more focused on God and his power and not the fear of the unknown, not the fear of uncertainty. You know, this will allow us to shift from an internal self-deception and fear towards a courageous mindset, not relying on ourselves but relying on God. So sometimes we just need to be quiet. And the third one he said, and this is a big one, do not fear. How many times in the Word has God told us and told his people, do not fear? It's not always easy. God didn't say it was going to be easy. But the phrase do not fear recalls God's providence, his promises, and his purposes. God has providence for us. He will take care of us. God has made promises to us. He will fulfill those promises. And God has a purpose for us, and he will fulfill that purpose. When we rely on him, it destroys that fear. But God used these words when he appeared to Abram, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, and so many others. And at times, it seems kind of unrealistic to be courageous in uncertainty and to not fear what we don't know, but to throw off fear and to cling solely to God and his plans. That's the key. But what we have to understand is this rationale is absolute. God is with us, for us, and he's made promises to us. And we need to respond on the basis of that conviction, not of ourselves, but of the conviction that God is with us. The phrase "do not fear" does not mean "do not fear because you have the power," but it means "do not fear because God has the power." Fear is an emotion that's induced by a real or perceived threat. When we're facing the unknown, many times we're more afraid of what may be perceived or what might happen than any real danger. When we're facing the unknown, fear materializes over something that we do not even know exists or not, or may happen or not. If this unknown, how can there be a real or perceived threat? How can there be fear of something that we don't know, that's not there? I mean, we can't see it, but we create fear. We create the threat. We create, the fear, the anxiety. And using a quote from the late Billy Graham, he said, "Historians will probably call our era the age of anxiety. Anxiety is the natural result from when our hopes are centered in anything short of God and his will for us." You know, anxiety is a big thing today. People are anxious people, and it leads back to the busyness of our lives. And because we don't get in our quiet place and connect with God, any time that we don't connect with God, that anxiety and fear will grow in us. But when we have that connection with God, that is what takes that fear and anxiety and lessens it or takes it away. You know, fear of the unknown distracts us from our relationship with God and his power and his ability. This anxiety can take over our minds and plunge us into thoughts of doubt and darkness, and causing us to miss what God has planned for us and to go forward despite any uncertainty. You know, you talk about a leap of faith, you know, and we have to realize this, you know. God has put things in our lives, and sometimes we miss them because we're afraid of the unknown and we're afraid to take that leap of faith. Recently God has put something, you know, financially and work-wise in my life, and it's kind of a toss-up. I've been praying about it because I don't know. There's a humongous opportunity there, but you have to think, you know, is this me or is this God wanting me to step out on faith? And that's something that we have to understand. But it's fear of the unknown. What can happen? You know, it can be from God and be a huge blessing, or it can be in myself and it just all goes bleh and everything goes crazy, you know. But we have to have courage and uncertainty, knowing that God is with us. And that's why we need to pray about these things. Like the first one, be mindful. Set our minds on Christ. Be quiet. Get with God. Stop talking and listen to him. And do not fear. Anxiety is a big thing. God wants more for us than what we can even begin to comprehend. It's our fear and uncertainty, our rising anxiety, that doesn't allow our faith to jump ahead into the unknown, to stand at the edge and jump. You know, if it's like I've used this euphemism before, that you're up at the plane, it's the middle of the night, you know, you're 20,000 feet in the air and you're standing at the edge looking in the blackness. And God says, jump. You know, it's probably not going to be easy for everybody, you know. I'm kind of a risk taker and a daredevil, but I don't even know if that would be easy for me. But, you know, we can't let fear stop us, because God wants more for us than we can comprehend. What's on the ground, we can't see the ground, but what's on the ground is a blessing from God, you know. But God is there, as always, leading, guiding, protecting us from anything we could even possibly face. We have to let our fear and understanding of God override our fear of what we don't know. there is not even a fear that we can create that God cannot dissolve. We just have to believe. We have to fear and believe God. And once we do that, the fear will go away. And the last one here is do not faint, which essentially means don't give up. You know, yeah, okay, we jump into the unknown. We jump into the uncertainty. We fall flat on our face. Like I said, the path to the other end may not always be easy. There may be obstacles. There may be things that we're going to have to face. God knows his reasoning. You know, God never said that this path would be easy. You know, like I've said before, the people, I just don't understand when they say, yeah, you get saved and everything is just a bed of roses and, you know, unicorns and rainbows. And that's not the case. You know, we face difficulties, but we face them with God. We don't face them alone. But do not faint. Do not give up. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 3 and 4 says, he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. Now here Moses is trying to prepare the Israelites for their facing their enemies in battle. And the priest would come to the front lines and he would say, let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them, for the Lord your God is he who goes to fight for you. Notice here it says to fight for you, not just with you. There's a big difference. When we're letting God fight with us, we're putting ourselves in the battle and we're putting ourselves in the way. When we let God fight for us, then we'll have the ability not to faint. You know, it would be kind of hard to faint in battle if you're not the one fighting it, but you're letting God fight it for you because we've handed the battle over to God. We faint or we lose courage because we shoulder the battle all ourselves. I can do it. I'm strong enough. And most of the time, well, maybe all the time, we're not. I've done that. I've been in battles before, unknown, and shoulder the whole battle. Put it on my shoulders. I can handle it. You know, financial problems, whatever, I can handle it. I can handle it. I can do this. You know, and it never fails for me to make a mess of things and then God to come through. When if I would have let him fight the battle for me, then I would have not fainted. I would have not failed. True courage in the face of uncertainty lies in giving God the battle for him to fight. Like I said, we may not know what lies ahead on our path that God has set for us, but one thing is certain. God knows our path, and we cannot faint if we rely on him. You know, God has revealed himself to us. He has spoken to us spiritually and with his word, and he has taken up residence in the midst of us and in our hearts. He has shown what kind of God he is and his absolute love for us and care for us and providence through the death of his son Jesus. How can we be faint-hearted knowing the God of all creation and the God who loved us so much that he gave us his son as a sacrifice is on our side? How can we be faint-hearted? He is with us. So no matter what is uncertain, no matter what we know or don't know, we can have courage and we must push on. We must fight. And uncertain, the uncertainty must be met with courage. And we can be encouraged by God and his word. And we will gain strength and courage to face whatever unknown is uncertain. To look at the path that lies before us, knowing that it's certain with God, to rush forward, courageous not in ourselves or our own power, but courageous in God and his power, his ability. So as Michael, if you'll get a song ready up for the invitation, the final words I want to say is courage in God is a secret that allows us to act despite our fears, despite our anxiety. Courage through God helps us overcome our fear of failure and take the first steps into the unknown. We cannot wait until we are confident of the outcome before we follow God's plan. We must rely on His power and His wisdom in any endeavor.